back on Two Thirds Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Paul in Delaware on the line. Yeah, Paul, any last thoughts? I want to get back into the weather modification thing here. I got a lot more material I want to cover.
Well, all I can say is I'd like to just leave with this note. You know, after doing a lot of research, and I found how I got in this was I was Christian. I want to emphasize was. And so what happened was I went to a Christian boarding school, and before I graduated, they showed me a film all about the Mormons and how they pretended to or played themselves off as being Christians, but they had all these other strange, weird beliefs and other history. And so I started on a path. You know, I'd go out and I would see these Mormons coming on bicycles. And I would sit like a bear trap just waiting for them to approach me like I knew that they would, trying to proselytize me, and it didn't work. And so it kind of like sent me on a mission hunting for bears. And so next thing you know, I ran in and seen these Christians were exposing evolution and a fine job of showing it to be what it is, a cult group. And then I would see the evolutionists attack the Christians and doing a fine job of attacking the Christians. And it dawned on me. Why, you know, the Christians expect the evolutionists to admit defeat, but yet the Christians will not admit defeat themselves. And so I started to realize that human beings will want to believe what they want to believe because it makes them feel good and funny inside.
Oh, yeah, this pride on both ends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and so what
I say scrap everything that's mainstream is saying, everything, and start from scratch. Because if you adhere to anything mainstream, you're going to be fooled one way or another.
Yeah, and so what I realized was, I said, wow, it looks like there's a lot of different cult members. So I looked up the definition in Webster's, a big, thick, 5-inch thick dictionary, and cult member. Basically what it is people that believe, and usually it's a group and sometime in a religious context, but most people, the whole fabric of their life is belief. So they're cult members. The full definition of what a cult member is. And so you've got to be a real... And this is what I was reading something the other day, and this is the most dangerous thing, to be a living, breathing, thinking, alive human being. This is what is most dangerous. And I also found out that when you hear them talking about they're going to scrap arms and military instruments, remember one thing. They would only do that because they found something else cheaper and more effective to get what they need done. And pretty much most of it deals with their mind. They have gotten people so brainwashed and into believing whatever they would want to believe, not being really thinking. I've heard people say that, you know, I've actually heard people say that there's such thing as deep thinking. There's only one kind of thinking. It's thinking. If you're not thinking and you call deep thinking some extra thinking, you really need to wake up. But I'm running into these kind of people all the time, and yet they want to cry about the state of their life, and they want to argue about they want this guy or that guy in office, because you know why? They're cult members, and cult members always need saviors, either Jesus, Muhammad, Alex Jones, or Bill Clinton or George Bush. It doesn't matter.
When you go for your theology degree, many of these pastor wannabes are sent to training courses like NLP, for example, where they train you to do that, to get your audiences or your congregation's minds in neutral so that they'll absorb whatever they say, and thereby you can manipulate them to give more money and fill up the coffers each week, and also to instill loyalty to the cult that you belong to. And I call them all cults because they are.
Okay,
all of these big-name churches.
One last point regarding that, and that is this thing that's going to defeat everything that we're talking about. This is what they've been trying to manage, and this is intelligence, knowledge, and most importantly, what people, you keep on saying, wake up, it's consciousness, this ever-rising, developing force. Like going from the Stone Age, when they were chipping stones to make a sharp instrument, to the Bronze Age, to the Industrial Age, to then the Technological Age, and people think we've been in contact with alien, that's why we can go from a horse and buggy to rockets. No, it's because consciousness is starting to really take off, and like a snowball get bigger and bigger. And so what's happening is they've been trying to manage just consciousness.
Okay, Paul, we got to go on a break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Tell you what, Paul, yeah, if you could finish up real quick, because I really got a lot of material to cover. I want to get through it before the end of the show. Do you have any one last comment you want to make?
Well, I'd just like to thank you for letting me actually say something, because I feel like I've got a lot to say. And I'd like to apologize for acting like Alex Jones and taking over the airwaves.
No,
I really appreciate you letting me speak.
No, you had some good points. It's true. We need to do more than wake people up. We've got to get them motivated, because they're pulling out all the stops. They get this thing whipped into high gear. And if we don't do something and fast, it's going to be over. That's it. Over. We're looking at literally the end of the human race, folks. You know, every tyrant in history has wanted this. They wanted world domination. And they're so psychopathic that they don't care if the entire planet comes to an end. They're either going to get what they want, or nobody gets anything and the whole planet goes up in flames. Literally, that was Hitler's philosophy. All or nothing. I get all or nobody gets anything. And we're right at the precipice again, ready to be pushed off. We either put a stop to these scum or it's over. That's it. I mean, it's that serious. These stakes are very high. They're very serious. This is no game. These guys are out for blood. This is a life or death issue here, folks. And if you don't care about your own self, I hope to heck you care about your kids. Because you're signing them over to slavery by sitting back and not doing anything. Look at Nazi Germany. Look at their apathy and where it got them. Look at where we're at. We're in the exact same position Nazi Germany was in when Hitler first took power. And we're going to wind up in ruins just like they were if we don't stop this scumbag and these pieces of filth behind the curtain that are pulling the strings. It's not just the Bushites that need to go. They're just the whores. They're just the puppets. that a puppeteering or being puppeteered on behalf of the real string pullers, the Wall Street cartellers. It's got to stop, folks. These people are rapidly pursuing global tyranny. Anyway, thanks again, Paul, for your call. Call anytime. Okay. And, okay, folks, I want to get back into this weather modification thing. I got quite a bit more territory to cover here. I should mention, by the way, that the earliest theoretical and experimental groundwork for weather modification was actually laid by Nikola Tesla, 1856 to 1943. Of course, his dream was to see this technology utilized for the benefit of mankind and not for destructive purposes. In the September 9th, 1915 Manufacturer's Record, he wrote an article called "The Wonder World to be Created by Electricity," in which he stated, quote, "The time is very near when we shall have the precipitation of the moisture of the atmosphere under complete control, and then it'll be possible to draw unlimited quantities of water from the oceans, develop any desired amount of energy, and completely transform the globe by irrigation and intensive farming. A greater achievement of man through the medium of electricity can hardly be imagined." If only he knew what was to become of his discoveries. They're not using it, guys, to benefit man, to make life easier, to maximize farm production. They're using it for the very opposite, to minimize farm production. Not just weather modification technology. Heck, I'm sure you're aware, our government and the EU, across the board in Western Europe, even Eastern Europe now, many countries, governments are telling farmers to destroy millions and even billions of tons of perfectly edible produce simply to drive up the price. Can you imagine? They do this with oranges all the time. Big, big investment commodity in Wall Street is orange juice. And they artificially drive up the price to maximize the profits for the investors by having farmers destroy perfectly edible, millions of tons of perfectly edible oranges every year. Do it all the time. Interestingly, Congressman Dennis Kucinich introduced legislation in 2001 that was designed to prevent the use of space-based and HAARP-type systems from being used as weapons, not only in the realm of weather modification, but in other areas that are even more sinister. The same technology used for weather modification can and has been used for other purposes. Let me read to you. This is known as H.R. 2977, the Space Preservation Act of 2001. It forbids the use of, quote, land-based, sea-based, or space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at individual persons or targeted populations for the purpose of information war, mood management, or mind control of such persons or populations. It also forbids the use of, quote, high-altitude, ultra-low-frequency weapons systems. That's your HAARP facility. It even prohibits the use of chemtrails, harmful chemical agents that are released into the upper atmosphere via military planes every day all over the country. In fact, in other countries as well. And indeed, this has been going on, folks, for a very long time. The reason for releasing these toxins are too numerous to elaborate on in this show. But suffice it to say that none of these reasons have anything to do with general public interest. Other laws like this have been introduced since 2001, but it's obvious that the federal thugs who utilize these technologies for these corrupt purposes have no intention whatsoever of ever complying with these laws, whether or not they are passed. Anyway, in the... Hold on here, folks. Lost my place. In the September 9th, 1915, actually, I just read this, didn't I? Manufacturer's record, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sorry about that. I should have proofread my notes here. I'm repeating myself. Okay. Following President Clinton's re-election in 1996, a report called Weather as Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2005, was submitted to the Chief of Staff of the U.S. Air Force, Ronald R. Fogelman, as part of an important directive called Air Force 2025. This report, presented on June 17, 1996, states in part, today, weather modification is the alteration of weather phenomena over a limited area for a limited period of time. But within the next three decades, the concept of weather modification could expand, achieving such a highly accurate and reasonably precise weather modification capability in the next 30 years will require overcoming some challenging but not insurmountable technological and legal hurdles. As more countries pursue, develop, and exploit increasing types and degrees of weather modification technologies, we must be able to detect their efforts and counter their activities when necessary. The technologies and capabilities associated with such a counter-weather role will become increasingly important. Here we go, guys. This is a U.S. Air Force document talking about weather modification once again being used as a weapon. Sorry, but there's just too many references like this, and I'll be citing more, too, in a moment. To write this off as paranoia, as speculation. We've gone way beyond the point of speculation here or anticipation of some future technological development. It's here. It's being used. And you want an explanation for all the bizarre weather patterns we're having? There it is right there. Look at the profits they're generating. Look at all the federal funding that goes to disaster management, which, of course, they don't do they? When they call in FEMA, all they do is maximize the horrors of natural, seemingly natural disasters. Why toy with the weather? Again, profits, rebuilding contracts, military applications, population control, especially the poor. What do you think went on with Katrina? We'll be talking about that in a few minutes. Ultimately, the real agenda behind weather modification is the advancement of sick global government. Yeah. Miami Herald, February 24th, 2004, had this to say. A new report ordered by the Pentagon warns that sudden change in climate could become a violent global battle for control of scarce resources. This report, according to the Herald, states that although a dramatic change in climate is unlikely, it would challenge United States national security in ways that should be considered immediately. Do you see the urgency here? And what is the solution? The report goes on. The plausible consequences, continue the Herald, include famine in Europe and nuclear showdowns over who controls what's left of the world's water. The futurists concluded. You see how they're just way over-dramatizing this thing, maximizing your fear, so that you will accept their proposed solution, which, of course, is world government. The report, commissioned by the Department of Defense's Office Net Assessment, its internal think tank, reflects the Pentagon's policy of planning for the worst, said author and longtime Pentagon consultant Peter Schwartz. Nice Zionist name for you. Do you suppose the would-be globalist tyrants with their weather-altering toys are gearing up for something, guys? Apparently so. For this article, Venn went on to say, quote, while the Bush, that is Bush Jr., administration generally has not considered global warming much of an immediate threat, I did not write an impossible scenario, Schwartz said. It could play out, he said, in the next 5 to 15 years. Got a break coming up, guys. I'll finish that quote when we get back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Charlie Giuliani, talking about weather modification. Let me continue on with this Herald article here, talking about this Pentagon report. It said, unlike most climate change studies, which examine global warming over more than a century, the Pentagon study is based on an abrupt climate change that scientists say has happened in the past and could happen again soon.
Yeah, once we develop the technology enough to do it.
Well, they have. All these bizarre weather changes, guys. Think about it. And what would be the result of such a sudden climatic change? The Herald, quoting from the Pentagon's report, supplied this answer. Imagine Eastern European countries struggling to feed their populations with a failing supply of food, water, and energy, eyeing Russia, whose population is already in decline, for access to its grains, minerals, and energy supply. Or picture Japan suffering from flooding along its coastal cities and contamination of its fresh water supply, eyeing Russia's oil and gas reserves, an energy source its reserves as an energy source, sorry about that, or envision Pakistan, India, and China all armed with nuclear weapons skirmishing at their borders over refugees' access to share rivers and arable land. Again, you see how they're pumping this up, making this look like, you know, it's going to be the end of the world. They love these end-of-the-world scenarios. They want you to think that everything is something to get panicked over because we have to have some new world order. You know, they do it with your kids in school, don't they? Oh, it's urgent that you come in, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. We must talk about Johnny. Oh, he's at high risk. Johnny was looking out the window twice today during class. Ah! We have to get him on an IEP and on medication right away. They hit the panic button, guys, with every least little thing they can pull out of a hat so they can get their maximum control over you and little Johnny, too. This is all they're doing here. They're creating the crisis, and then they're going to provide the solution. And the solution is, as always, more power leading to the world government. You must submit to the world government, or the climate will destroy everything in its path. The Herald went on to add these comments. Military showdowns could be fast and furious. Notice these words. Woo! Love those high-tech adjectives there. Fast and furious. The report speculates. In 2015, conflict in Europe over food and water supplies leads to strained relations. In 2022, France and Germany battle over the Rhine for its water. The U.S. Defense Department seals off America's borders. Oh, really? I don't see why they would do that. Seals off America's borders to staunch floods of refugees from Mexico and the Caribbean. Yeah. Sure, they got it. Yeah. Whatever. This is laughable. What a flippin' joke. Anyways, it goes on. In 2025, as energy costs increase... You don't say. I've never heard of such a thing before. Energy costs increase? No, they wouldn't do that. In 2025, as energy costs increase in nations struggling to cope with warmer and colder weather, the United States and China square off over access to Saudi Arabian oil. Oh, man. Do you see how evil these pieces of filth are? It goes on. America would weather the climate changes best, albeit with declining agricultural fertility, according to the report. Europe would be hit hard with food shortages and streams of people leaving. China would be hurt by colder winters and hotter summers triggering widespread famine. Oh, my heavens, help! Save us, New World Order! Guys, don't you see what they're doing here? Isn't this very obvious? They want the New World Order. You better get afraid, better get scared. These weather changes, which we have no control over and have no idea what's causing it. Right. Don't you see this as the globalist's dream? To utilize the weather modification technology to get you in a panicked state so they can get you to accept the New World Order. It is, once again, a Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution, just like 9/11. As it turns out, the same technology, guys, that is used to modify the weather can also be used to create earthquakes and other geologic disruptions simply by directing beams of energy near a fault or volcano, which create powerful vibrations of the Earth's crust that cause it to locally crack or shift. This fact was admitted by former Secretary of Defense William Cohen on April 28, 1997, while speaking at a counterterrorism conference at the University of Georgia in Athens, sponsored by former Senator Sam Nunn. Cohen stated, and I quote, listen carefully, this is found on the Pentagon's own website. Hey, boys and girls, don't tell me, don't call me and say I'm paranoid, weather modification doesn't exist. This is former Secretary of Defense speaking here. This is right from the Pentagon's own website. Stick with us. I'll read this shocking quote.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host Charlie Giuliani, talking about weather modification. Okay, for all of those out there that think I'm crazy, that I'm imagining things, I'm paranoid, and that weather modification does not exist, could not exist, it's not possible. Well, here we go. In case the previous quotes I've read didn't do it for you, check this one out. William Cohen, former Secretary of Defense, on April 28, 1997, made this statement in a speech he gave at an anti-terrorism conference. And this is right off of the Pentagon's own website. And here's what he said. Others, meaning terrorists, yeah, other terrorists, no terrorists here, all the terrorists are overseas. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. Notice, he admits the technology exists, but he makes it out as though other nations are doing this that pose a threat to us, but we're not doing it, and we don't have the technology either. Oh, yes. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? To engage in this kind of weather manipulation to develop and utilize this kind of technology would require massive resources. Who has those kind of resources but the United States? Come on, people. Get real. You think the United Arab Emirates is doing this? You think they got the money, the finances? You think they have the scientific, ingenious, corrupt minds to engage in this kind of crap? You think they've got the satellites up in orbit to utilize it? You know, who has the HAARP facility? We just read the patent that its main application is weather modification. Give me a flipping break. What do you think he's talking about here? He's telling you, he's admitting the technology exists, but he's making it out like others have it, and that's why we got to take this serious and get on the ball so we can develop. He wants more funding so they can make sure they maintain their monopoly of this power that they already have. They don't want others to have it. Consider the December 26, 2001 earthquake that caused the Asian tsunami in the Indian Ocean. You might recall that there was in some areas a four-hour leeway where they could have warned people and gotten to safety in plenty of time before that thing struck. They didn't send any warning, did they? And the excuse they gave was, we didn't have all the right numbers in our Rolodex. You have to be kidding me. We're dealing with the loss of, what was it, how many hundreds of thousands of lives? They didn't do anything to give warning. They could have called CNN and they could have made a massive urgent broadcast that would have gotten the word out. They didn't do a thing. They knew about it. Of course they knew because they orchestrated it. But even if they didn't orchestrate it, guys, they knew 4 hours in advance they didn't do a thing to warn anybody. And then what do you have? Big corporations like Halliburton going over there and getting unbidded contracts to rebuild. Oh, yeah. Oh, but they're so concerned about the loss of human life. The eugenicists themselves, who want to reduce the world's population anyway, especially when they can make money off of it. Give me a break, guys. Wake up and see what's going on here. Any neocons out there that doubt what I'm saying? We could all use a good laugh. Call me. Yeah, of course you won't, you wimps. It's awful funny how, again, no warning was given, isn't it, guys? Consider Hurricane Katrina, which struck the coasts of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana on August 28th and 29th, 2005. Now, what do you think was going on there? Let's consider some highly suspicious occurrences surrounding this tragic event, shall we? President George W., the illegal, illegitimate, unelected dictator in Washington, had cut back federal funding beginning in 2003 for improving the levee system in New Orleans, citing the costs of the war in Iraq, that wonderful engagement over there that, thank heavens, we got involved in, or ExxonMobil wouldn't be having the huge profit margin they're enjoying right now. How about this one? Associated Press, September 2nd, 2005, reported, quote, a group of Ladue County Sheriff's deputies heading to Louisiana to help maintain order among hurricane refugees had to turn around at the Virginia border when they couldn't get confirmation from emergency management officials, i.e. FEMA, the Ladue County Sheriff said. In other words, they were turning them back. They were bringing aid. They couldn't get the approval, the confirmation from FEMA officials. They were turned back. Of course, 50 countries were offering aid, and they were turned back. Trucks were sent from all over the country. They were held at bay outside the city. They weren't allowed in for 8 days. People who tried to get out of the city, crossing the bridge, were turned back with a checkpoint at the end of the bridge, sending them back into the city, not allowing them to get out to get their own help. This went on for 8 days, maximizing the death toll. Then later, Bush brings in troops from Iraq, probably those who partook in the Al Gharib torture scandal, who had no conscience already and could be trusted to play the game. They didn't allow people to bring cameras in. They didn't want any filming going on of what was happening there. It's pretty obvious why, isn't it? Because there was a mass murdering enterprise taking place there. Ethnic cleansing, I dare call it. And then what does he do later? He gives shoot-to-kill orders, by the way. Zero tolerance, shoot-to-kill order policy. Martial law was implemented. And then he awards Halliburton with the unbidded contracts once again, and he passes an executive order for which allowed Halliburton to pay less than prevailing wages. Think about it, people. That $57 billion appointed to Congress for rebuilding all went into the pockets of Halliburton while they paid probably $2 and $3 an hour to their slave laborers. Un-freaking believable. The next day, September 3rd, a full 5 days after the storm had struck, desperately needed help was still not being provided by federal agencies, nor, again, were they, nor were non-governmental agencies allowed to help either. I got tons of quotes here. Time's running short, so I'm going to skip over a lot of this. I wish I had time, though. It's unbelievable, some of the stuff that was going on there. Yahoo News reported on the same day, September 3rd, that, quote, several states ready and willing to send National Guard troops to the rescue in New Orleans didn't get the go-ahead until days after the storm struck. And, of course, we know that Bush personally appointed FEMA to handle this disaster, didn't he? And later, 5 days into this, he commends Brownie, he called him, Michael Brown, for doing, quote, a heck of a job. Heck of a job at what? What was he doing? Not allowing help to get in? Not allowing people to get out and get help? That's what Bush considers a heck of a job. Well, he's right, because that's exactly what he wanted them to do. That's exactly what Michael Brownie's job was, to maximize the death toll. They're doing this stuff right under your noses, right in your face. And this scum of the earth is still in power. Unbelievable. Shame on this country for sitting back and letting this scum of the earth and his band of mass-murdering, lying, piggish thieves continue to rape and pillage and murder this country. Unbelievable. Shame on this country. You're to blame, America, not these scum. They're just doing what comes natural to them. But they're only able to get away with it because you sit back on your keisters watching soap operas and Fox News all day and apparently don't give up. Frauds, frogs, fat, fanny, what they're doing. Well, you're next on their hit list, okay? You're next. Well, on Meet the Press on September 4th, Aaron Broussard, the president of Jefferson Parish in New Orleans, told Tim Russert, "We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast. But the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history." Absolutely. And it was done deliberately. Do you see what's going on here? They're just getting warmed up. Hey, they've got over a year left to finish the job, guys. And they're going to do it as long as we... So just keep snoozing. Because, baby, they haven't even gotten started yet. Oh, they're already talking about canceling the election next year, just like they were talking with the last fake election. They're going to stage another fake attack. You know it. You've heard it. They've been talking about it nonstop now for the past month and a half. Chertoff's gut feeling. They're going to stage another fake 9/11. They're going to turn this country into a fascist dictatorial regime. It's pretty much there already anyway, minus the tanks. But you will see the tanks, guys, with the next fake attack, and it's over. It's time to stop them now, or it'll be too late then. Do you understand how serious this is, America? Hello! Let me continue on here. Not only was FEMA blocking domestic efforts to help the victims, it was actually cutting communications lines. Oh, yeah, that served a worthy purpose, didn't it? That helped the victims down there. Heck, even had Fox News pundits complaining about this. Shepard Smith and Geraldo Rivera. He was in the dome, actually in tears. I don't think he was faking that. He's like, this is unbelievable. Let them out of here. Just let them leave. Let them get their own help if you're not going to provide it for them. What the H is the matter with you, he said. Unbelievable. Let me continue on here. I'm skipping a lot of this. I got so much I want to read, but I just don't have the time. On August 27, 2005, the White House's website reported that Bush personally appointed FEMA guys. There's no question what was going on. This whole thing was planned in advance. Then came the typical cover-up activities. Reuters reported on September 6th, quote, the U.S. government agency leading the rescue efforts after Hurricane Katrina said on Tuesday that it does not want the news media to take photographs of the dead as they are recovered from the flooded New Orleans area, obviously because many of them were dying from starvation and dehydration, not from the flood itself. It's good to know that FEMA had respect for these people after they died, isn't it? That's the excuse they gave. Oh, it's not good to take their picture. It's embarrassing, you know, for family members and blah, blah, blah. They want to preserve their pride. Didn't do anything while they were alive to help them, of course. But, oh, now we want to protect their integrity. We don't want pictures taken of their dead bodies. Yeah, right, FEMA. Federal Emergency Manufacturing Agency. Predictably, on September 19th, the Los Angeles Times carried an article called House GOP Scraps Plan for Joint Probe on Hurricane Response. Now, why do you suppose they didn't want this probe? Same reason they didn't want a 9/11 commission formulated, folks. Even up to almost a year later, the cover-up activities were still underway. Associated Press, July 20th, 2006, reported, residents of trailer parks set up by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to house hurricane victims in Louisiana aren't allowed to talk to the press without an official escort. FEMA representatives were to be present, telling them what they could and couldn't say. Can you believe this? Oh, it's not obvious what's going on here, is it? No. And to think otherwise is just paranoia. Anyway, let me see here. I'm going to skip some more of this. I wanted to read you an interesting statement made by Bush. To ensure that the dam... I'm not sure if this is it, but let me just pick up with this here. To ensure that the damage to New Orleans was maximized in the poor section of the city and minimized in the richer areas, it appears that the breaching of the levee may have actually been caused by explosives. Did you know that? I wish I had time. I'd play a clip for you. I got a clip from, I think it was ABC News, where they were interviewing some locals who were in the dorm or the dome at the time, and they said that they heard a loud explosion. And it was after that that they discovered that the levee had been breached. There were actually divers that went down, folks, and they found charred cement. So the question is, was Katrina manufactured? Was it man-made? Notice what Bush said just prior to his tour of the areas devastated by this storm. Quote, I'm not looking forward to this trip. It's as if the entire Gulf Coast were obliterated by the worst kind of weapon you can imagine. Yahoo News, September 2nd, 2005. The worst kind of weapon you can imagine. Isn't that interesting? Guys, the technology to manipulate and intensify hurricanes and other storm systems has been employed by the U.S. government, as I said, for a long time. By its own admission. For example, the official website of the Navy's Air Weapons Station, China Lake, contains this astonishing confession. Weather modification was another area of China Lake preeminence. Between 1949 and 1978, China Lake developed concepts, techniques, and hardware that were successfully used in hurricane abatement, fog control, and drought relief. Military application of this technology was demonstrated in 1966 when Project Popeye was conducted to enhance rainfall to help interdict traffic on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Realizing that weather modification technology, folks, involves ultra-high and low-frequency radiation, which can also cause the Earth's crust to vibrate, triggering earthquakes and or volcanic eruptions. It is profoundly important to take careful notice of what the New Scientist website said about Hurricane Charley that touched down in Florida in August of 2004. I quote, "The storm caused the Earth to vibrate. The planet's surface in the vicinity of the hurricane started moving up and down at several frequencies ranging from 0.9 to 3 millihertz. Such low-frequency vibrations have been detected following large earthquakes, but this is the first time a storm has been found to be the cause." Well, guess what? The same thing occurred with Hurricane Katrina. Oh, yes. The Surrey Institute, the Center for Earthquake Research and Information in Memphis, Tennessee, its seismograph recorded ultra-low frequency vibrations of the Earth's crust as Katrina passed over the Gulf area. Think about it. Stick with us, folks. Short break. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Been talking about weather modification. Just want to wind up with a couple last short quotes here. This is actually from CERI's website, Center for Earthquake Research and Information out of Memphis. It said, speaking of the, you know, the Katrina registerings of seismographic registerings of, you know, ELF vibrations, it said the micro-seisms grew relentlessly as Katrina approached, slowly for at least 2 days. On August 28th, the microseisms were so strong that the lines were overwriting each other. Okay, you do with that as you wish. I'm just telling you what they reported. It is, in fact, ELF, extremely low-frequency radio waves, that is used for this type of technology. Yeah, you do with that as you wish. But I do want to bring this interesting quote out. Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson, back in 1958, made this very interesting statement. He said, from space... excuse me, I lose my voice here. He said, from space, the masters of infinity, whatever that means, the masters of infinity would have the power to control the Earth's weather, to cause drought and flood, to change the tides and raise the level of the sea, to divert the Gulf Stream and change temperature climates to frigid. Apparently, he was looking forward with great anticipation, rubbing his hands together, looking forward to a time when they could actually engage. He knew it was coming. In fact, at that early stage, the basics of it, at least, were fully worked out. In fact, they were worked out decades before that by Tesla. But, you know, they were taking it from the experimental and theoretical stage to the actual application stage. And, you know, he was looking forward to utilizing this technology, you know, on a grand scale. Well, folks, I'll argue that that is exactly what they are currently doing. You want to make sense of all the screwy weather we're having? They just had a major hailstorm in London about a month ago. Massive hail. It's been raining, you know, nonstop down in parts of Texas, flooding ever since January. At the RBN office, they've been telling me that. Yeah, it's just bizarre, bizarre weather. Here in New England, it's unusually cold right now. Of course, you can attribute that to the hurricane. But what causes the hurricane? What's causing all of these massive Category 5 hurricanes we've been having lately? Massive tornadoes setting records. You understand? Setting records. Devastating weather. Floods, droughts. This is not accidental. It's not by chance. It's not some freak of nature, guys. It's a freak, all right. It's a freak of humanity. Or should I say, inhumanity. They have the technology. They're utilizing it. They're reaping tremendous profits. And they're trying to scare the living daylights out of you to get you to accept their global government as the answer to all of man's woes, the woes that they themselves are creating. Again, you have any doubts? You think I'm making this up? You just go and, you know, check out the Pentagon's own website or go to China Lake's own website. That's what I've been quoting from today, guys. The government doesn't hide this. They admit it. They boast about it. It's in your face. You can't deny it. This is reality. Can't handle it? Well, again, go turn on Fox News and you'll feel better. If you want the truth, stick with RBN and other networks like this. Stick with Truth Hurts. Truth does hurt, but again, lies kill. You want the truth? You've got to be willing to come out of your little shell and accept that this world we live in is an incredibly evil place. Doesn't have to be evil for you. You know, your life can still be pleasant. I hope it is. But do understand there's a lot of evil going on around you. And if good people like us do not stand up to resist it, it's over for us. Do you understand? This is serious stuff. These are mass murdering, lying thieves, folks, that are running this country, this world. And they've got to be stopped. All right, folks, have a good day. We'll catch you tomorrow. I'll be on live again tomorrow with another interesting topic. See you then. Take care.
It's true.